What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Don McLean is the huge headliner at Uncle Sam Jam for 2025 at Lafayette Park. He'll be performing later, so still plenty of time to get out there. And Don joins us on WWL. Don, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, Don, you and I talked a couple of years ago, and I want to ask you a question. Now, which would be bigger? If you had a dollar for every time somebody asked you, what is that song really about, or your royalties, which would be bigger?
Royalties.
Okay. But you would get a lot if everybody, if you got a dollar for every time somebody asked you about what that song is about. That would still
I don't talk to that many people. That's why I know the royalties would beat it.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel kind of honored. Hey, Don, listen, it's great to have you in New Orleans, and I
Thank
know
you.
People
Thank you.
Know people looking forward to seeing you at the Uncle Sam Jam. But look,
we got a great band. I'm telling you that right now. And I know people down here love their music, so they're going to hear it.
That's great. Look, the last time you and I spoke, you told me about delivering papers, and you told me about the story, the real story behind the lyrics of, you know, you reading about the day the music died, the day the plane crashed that killed Buddy Holly and Ritchie Valens and the Big Bopper. Can I get you to tell us that story one more time?
Yes, I'll be happy to tell you one more time, but I would also like to tell the listeners out there that if they have any real interest in all this stuff, that they should get hold of a documentary called The Day the Music Died, The Story of Don McLean's American Pie. And you can hear it on Amazon, you can buy it on Amazon, and you can hear it on Paramount Plus. It's a 2-hour documentary, and I actually learned things about writing this song that I didn't realize. And wow. The seeds of this song were in my head from the day that Buddy Holly died when I was a paper boy, right up until 1970 or so, when I finally found a way to incorporate that into the beginning of the song American Pie, which is not only about Buddy Holly and his plane crash, it's about many, many things that happened in the 1960s. Which still are unanswered and unresolved. So one of the nice things is that when kids hear the song, they ask questions, you know, about what went down in those years. But it was very simple. I saw this, had the papers, and I cut them open, and I saw the front page that somebody that I really, really loved had died, and it was a very bad experience for me. And all those years I kept that until one day when I was living in upstate New York, and I was trying to write a big song about America. I started out and I just said, a long, long time ago, right through to the day the music died. And so that's how it happened.
But Don, you know, it's interesting because, I mean, I had a similar experience long before there was, you know, the social media that we have today. I had gone to bed early because I was doing the morning show, and I woke up and I bought a newspaper right before going into the station, and I opened up the newspaper, and the headline was that John Lennon had been killed, and I didn't hear the announcement on Monday Night Football that night. And so I can't help but think about how you were alone in the dark early morning hours as a paper boy, and there you were standing alone, and you got that shocking news that Buddy Holly was dead.
Yes, and believe me, it had a very powerful effect on me. And when I went to school and told my friends, I was in the junior high school, I guess, they didn't even care. Rock and roll was not important in those days. It was kids' music. And only later on, and partly I think because of the success of my song, did people start to turn around and realize how much they loved this music. And right after American Pie came out, a lot of radio stations went to a 50s and 60s format so that you could hear this music all the time.
Don, when you were writing the song, first of all, did you write it on the guitar or the piano?
No, I don't play piano. I wrote it on the guitar.
Okay. When you wrote this song, did you have a sense that this was going to be the epic song that it became?
No. I did not.
So how did
I wrote
you...
the song for? I wrote the song for myself. Everything I've ever done, whether it was Vincent or And I Love You So or Castles in the Air or Crossroads or Winter Wood or any of the songs that I've written that are very, very famous, did I ever do for anybody else? I write for myself. And I'm not writing anymore. I'm not going to write any more songs, and I'm not going to make any more records. All my records are coming out on vinyl and CD. In the next 2 years, something like almost 25 or 26 albums, maybe more. And I've listened to them all. I've said everything I have to say about most everything. And I'm basically not going to do this anymore.
Don, what's a song that's a deep cut that not everybody would know about that you really want them to start paying attention to?
Well, some of the songs that I've written are not, they're not commercial, but the content is interesting. There's an album called Prime Time, which is coming out now on vinyl and CD. And it would be fun for people to listen to that song because it was written back in 1978. And it was my vision, really, that everything in the future was going to come through the television or some form of screen. And and the music would be made mechanically. And so that's the idea
wow.
of the song. And,
wow.
And on that record were two other songs, one called The Wrong Thing to Do and the other called When a Good Thing Goes Bad. And the rapper Drake took those two songs and made a song called Do It Wrong, which is the most successful single he ever had. And you may not realize this, but I own 60% of that song because it's based entirely on my lyrics. So there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that it's not public knowledge, but it's important in terms of music influencing other artists and things like that.
It's fascinating that you, I mean, first of all, the lyrics of American Pie demonstrate that you have tremendous vision and you're able to conceptualize things. And this idea of Prime Time, done when it was done, and your vision was that music was going to be artificially made to some degree, that was very prophetic.
Well, you have to take a listen to it. I've been very single-minded about what I've done. I have not thought about commercial things, but I have thought about good ideas, interesting ideas that I wanted to get down, and I did that. But I've also been very lucky. You know, I was lucky in so many, many ways, and so many wonderful things happened to me. I just happened to be the right guy at the right place with the right skills, and was able to do this. Listen, I have got to end this interview now because I have to go do the sound check for our show here.
Well, that kind of sucks, but I understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, Don, no, listen, it's great to talk to you, and I'm gonna sample
Thank
those. I'm gonna sample these other songs, and I'll talk about your I'll talk about your special on Amazon and Paramount Plus, and have a great show, and thanks for
Thank
spending
you.
Time with us here, and welcome to New Orleans.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All
but
right.
I'm serious. I have this sound check that is now in progress.
I
have to
and you
go
know,
to.
Don, you're going to perform a lot of songs, and people are going to slap themselves on the forehead and go, I didn't know he did that song. So it's going to be really cool for
happens.
A lot of people. Yeah. So enjoy
that happens
it.
A lot.
Enjoy it, and enjoy playing American Pie at the Uncle Sam Jam.
I will. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thanks, Don.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.